It's Friday, the 4th of April, about 5:15 PM. I've come out and I'm actually sitting in the shed today. Yes, the first time this year. Not because it's pouring the rain and not because it's too warm, too much sunshine. I just wanted to sit in my chair in the shed and look out in the garden. Listen to the bird song. Had a kind of hectic day, such. Scurrying about, picking up loads of stuff for the car boot sale. So many people, even people my wife has never known, either saw the articles you'd put in the church newsletter or had heard by word of mouth. And so I've met some new people this week again. And this morning I met an elderly gentleman. That could be me. He's a wee bit older than me, called Juan. Obviously of looks and sounds Spanish descent, out in the town of Armadale. So I had to go out and pick up stuff from him. A giant CRT monitor. Oh my goodness. Half a ton this thing weighed. Nobody will want it, and nobody did want it, so I had to get rid of it at the local recycling depot. But he gave us loads of other stuff, printers and scanners and Sky Digital boxes and bits and pieces. And then I had to go to another house and pick up some more stuff. And then a dear friend of ours turned up just as I was emptying the car of other things to clear the car for the car boot. And Peter turned up with, yes, loads more stuff. He's brought his men much stuff in the past. So he's turned up today because he's going off on holiday tomorrow. He's going to Mauritius for 3 weeks, a lucky bugger. And so he brought some more stuff from his sister's house, who unfortunately died in February. I think I actually spoke about his sister way back. She was very ill. It's a shame. So anyway, so some more stuff from him. And so the car was prepared for the car boot tomorrow morning, hopefully. Or, failing that, Sunday. And we had a choice on Sunday. The big one we love to go to down the Clyde Valley, the big outside one, starts tomorrow. Or the one down in Falkirk, which is an open air one also, but not nearly as good, but closer to hand. So, the plans were catch the weather forecast at 1:30 between the national and the Scottish news and see what the weather's going to be like. Guess what? It's going to rain. But you know what's worse? That's not guaranteed. It's the usual. The usual. Rain in this immediate area from early in the morning, but a big gap in the clouds, which might be this area or might not be this area. Sunday, for sure, they're confident about Sunday because they just covered the whole of Scotland in a big blanket of blues, blue rain. Blue rain, certainly, it's a good title. Blue, it brings the blues. Sunday's going to be a washout completely. But Saturday, guys, girls, why can't you just say it's going to rain? Just cover the whole thing like Sunday and say it's going to rain. Or it's definitely going to be dry. Now we're left in the usual quandary, which we've already been cut out in 3 times this year, since the start of the year, since we started doing the car routes, where you get up, like load the car, you get up, you go along, and you put your stuff out, it's dry, and then the big clouds appear, and then it shower of rain, so you cover everything up to take it back off, and then the rain starts again, you have to put it back on, and it's so demoralising, so debilitating. If they just had said for sure, for definite, it's going to be dry, or it's going to pour a rain. So that was both of us bound up completely. all the people putting effort into getting the stuff to us, all the effort put in with me sorting out technical stuff and my wife sorting out everything else and putting the boxes and categorising and, oh my God, I know I'm sounding a wee bit down, but I'm not down, I'm actually fine, I'm actually fine, I'm just so despondent about the weather. So we hatched a plan, well rather, Mary hatched a plan. Let's load the car up with everything, okay, and either one of two things, or three things is going to happen. We'll keep watching the weather forecast to see if there's any clarity in the weather forecast as the evening goes on. So we'll get it at 6:30 and again at 10 o'clock. And if it looks like there's a chance we get a dry enough spell for 4 or 5 hours, then I shall get up and go along, take the car along, set up, and Mary will come along later. If it starts to rain, we'll pack up and come back. Or the weather forecast will say, look like it's definitely going to rain. And there's no chance really of having any kind of lengthy dry spell. Then we just won't bother going. Oh, excuse me while I tell you, the woodpecker, which I mentioned, just landed on one of the trees near the house. Probably because he didn't see me in the shed, but as soon as he saw me, he flew back away again. Oh, bugger. He's only about 25 feet away from me too. So I'm glad to see he's still coming about. Forgive my diversion. So the third part of the plan is that if we have to come back, or if we decide it's just not worth going along, then the east coast of Scotland, that's Edinburgh and the North Berwick and Gillan and Dunbar, all those places out that area, possibly even the Fife coast, it looks to be dry. That's tomorrow. They're the only ones that apparently are going to escape any rain. So the third part of the plan is to then take Mary's new car, the one that's never been anywhere in 3 weeks, and get out a run in it and give her a chance to get some miles under her belt in this new car. And then she'll be able to just take it on her own. And we'll also get a joint out because Sunday's going to be washed out. I know Monday's washed out. I have a job in hand for Monday which will be wipe out the whole day virtually. And it looks like Tuesday and Wednesday might just be the same but somewhere else. Actually, it's Andra's farm on Tuesday or Wednesday. So if we don't get away for a break tomorrow, I think we'll just shoot each other on Sunday. We'll just put an end to it. Can you picture that? We've both got a gun and pointing at each other's heads and saying, okay, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. Or on the count of three. But one of us cheats and fires in two and then changes our mind about ourselves. I've got to laugh. I've really got to laugh because I'm just so pissed off with this weather. Dear God. It's dry this afternoon. It's not very pleasant, but it's dry. I'm just about to go and wash the Volvo. It's mock it. And I tried hosing it off earlier, but it's just stuck. The dirt is stuck to the bottom half of the car. I'm going to have to give it a hot wash. I'll give it a hot wash with the new super duper shampoo. I ain't going to do any detailing today. It's the wrong temperature, it's damp climate, and I can't be, excuse my French, I can't be arsed. You've got to be motivated, and I want to do it when I'm wearing a t-shirt. I mean, when I say wearing a t-shirt, I mean just a t-shirt, and not this big heavy fleece that I'm wearing at the moment. I want to wear sandals, barefoot sandals, and feel the cold water splash on my toes and go, oh God, oh that's great, oh that's so good, and play with the cold water hose, spray it up in the air and let it fall like a mist on my head, cooling my forehead from the sun. God. Oh, just shut the door in this shed and leave me in here. Right, I'm going to go and wash the Volvo. Try and get it done before Bucky 6. Settle in for the evening. And give the iMac a big kick. I've been kicking it all week. It's wee Robin come down to the suit feeder. I'm a lazy bugger, by the way. That suit feeder's got dregs on it. So little on it that the birds can't even land it, it just swings about. And I've got a brand new one sitting inside the back door that I just haven't had the motivation to get the ladders out and go and put it up. Apart from the fact the ground's sodden, the ladders will probably sink into the ground. So. And that wee robin's just like Robert the Bruce. If at first you don't succeed. I know an ending to that, but it's vulgar, so I won't say it. Try again. Okay. Over and out from the shed. Have fun in the sun, if you can. If you can't, don't be a pain in the rain, like me. Going, going, gone.